Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Jesus God, Lord God, there are some, Lord God, that we send comfort to the bereaved family, Lord God, on today. Mother Daly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of the losing of her sister, God. You be with her this morning, Lord God, and that family, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, as the funeral is being eulogized, God, you be there with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we know there is nothing that is so deep or so hurtful, so painful that you're not deepest yet, Lord God. You're able to take away the pain, Lord God. You're able to comfort those, Lord God, in their hours of bereavement, God. Lord God, even in the shedding of the tears, Lord God, the losing of a loved one, Lord God. Lord God, you are there with them, Lord God. Lord God, tears are like a release, God, like a renewal, like a refreshing spring, Lord God, to our soul. And we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our young people, Lord God, continuously, Lord God. We pray for them as they're preparing for school, Lord God. We pray for them in the north, south, and east, and west, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, as they have returned back to college, God, as they are returning to school, Lord God, on this day, God, Lord God, continue, God, the Oshikiah, to be a fence around them. Continue, Lord God, to be a shield and buckler for them. Continue, Lord God, oh God, to be their King and Lord and their Savior, Lord God. Continue, God, to provide for them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, Lord God. Lord God, we come up against the bullying spirit, God. We come up against suicide spirit, God. Lord God, those of the peer pressure, the Oshikiah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you today, God. Lord God, as we bind up, God, the Oshikiah, God. Those spirit, God, Habasake, God. Oh, God, those lurking spirit, the Oshikiah, God. Those whispering spirit, the Oshikiah, God. Let's try to encamp around and try to be with them, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we go to the root cause of the Oshikiah, of it, God. And we know it's the evil one, God. We know it is Satan of the Oshikiah, God. Oh, God, Masake, God. Lord God, that have an assignment assigned to our young people, Lord God. Our children, Lord God. Man, the Oshikiah, God. But Lord God, we nullify, God, the Oshikiah, God. Lord God, let any curse, God. Lord God, that is sent their way, God. Let it be like a boomerang. Let it be like a boomerang, Lord God. Return it back to the sender, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we apply the blood, God. The blood over them today, God. Over their mind, over their spirit, God. Oh, God, over their transportation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bless your name, God. We honor your name, God. Lord God, as we pray for Vanity's will, God. Lord God, we speak strength in her body, Lord God. We speak strength in her vocal cords, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we send total healing her way, God. Healing in her body, God. Healing in her Spirit, Lord God, healing, Lord God, there is sickness, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we send angels to be encamped around her now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, in her home, Lord God, in the Osakai, God, with her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Right now, Lord God, in the Osakai, God, we release favor of God, God, over throughout her life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue, Lord God, in the most Shekiah, God, to give her the desires of her heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, you know it's never about her, God, but it's all about you, God. The Shekiah, God, and all the first, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless your name for her, God. As the word go forth, God, empower her, God. Anoint her lips of clay today, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. We continue to pray for the visionary of the line, God. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we speak strength, God, and in the most of God. Oh, God, now today, God, even in his body, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank and praise in you, Lord God. Oh, God, for armor bearers, God, to hold up his hand, God, in the Osakaya, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you this morning, God. We glory in your presence this morning, God. We invite you who in your presence today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We invite you on the line, God, about in the Osakaya, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we invite you in this place, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the most Shekiah, God. Lord God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, be a fist around us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As you are. God, you are Omega, God. You're the beginning and the end of everything, God. You're the author and the finisher of our faith, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God, as we bow down before you, Lord God. We thank you today, God, by the Osakaya, God, as we lay prostrate before you, God. Oh, God, fill our cup, God, until we won't run in the Osakaya, God. Fill our cup, God, until we won't no more, Lord God. Lord God, we send this prayer. Yes, Lord God. We send it to the nursing homes. We send it to behind the prison walls, God. Lord God, we send it to the hospital, to the convalescent home, God. Lord God, we send it to those that are homebound, God, that is not able to get around on their own or can't even come out of the house, God. Lord God, we send this prayer, God, prayer of healing, the old Shekiah, God. Yes, Lord God. Prayer, God, oh God, of peace in their spirit, Lord God. Prayer of comfort, God. Prayer of encouragement, Lord God. Letting them know, God, that the Osakaya, God, that you would never leave them, God. You would never forsake them, God. That you would be with them always, God, until the end of the earth, God. Even in their discouragement, God. Lord God, let the joy of the Lord have on the Osakaya, God. Yes, God. Let the joy of the Lord, God, have on the Osakaya, God. Be their strength today, God. And Lord God, we thank you today, God. We thank you now, Lord God. Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, God. Abound the Osakaya and the Osakaya. Oh God, early this morning, God. Oh God, as you have woke us up, God, after people are coming on the line, God. God. Lord God, feed us, God. Feed us, God, from heaven, God, until we won't know more, God. Fill our cups today, Lord God, until they run it over, God. Oh, God, we thank you. I'm in the Oshikaya, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. You're a present help, God, in a time of trouble, God. Lord God, we thank you today, God, as we speak, strengthen the body. Strengthen the body. Heke, I'm in the Oshikaya, God. Strengthen the body, the Oshikaya, God, in this day and time, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, and we adore you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we worship you, and we adore you, Lord God, and we forever, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We forever give you the glory. We give you the honor and the praise because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. It's God's glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother, can you hear me? Amen.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. We have some technical difficulties this morning, but you know, nevertheless, the Lord is still yet good. And no matter how the enemy tries to stop, amen, us from getting his work, God's work done, we're going to get it done. Amen. He's all in it. In it, through it, around it, over it, under it. Amen. It's going to get done. And so we bless the name of the Lord. Administrator, do you have any announcements this morning?
God bless you, Daniel Brooks. Not at this time. I'll come back at the end.
Okay, amen. All right, yeah. Amen. We are unable to retrieve any questions that you may have had. If those of you, we'd like to start off our questions and answers at the beginning of our broadcast, and we ask that those of you that are listening in, if you have questions or comments, please text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. And that way we can get your questions, amen. Or you can dial *6 on your line and you can ask your questions audibly. Amen. 334-440-6152. Go ahead and text those questions, or you can email Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. That's Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. So you have a choice. You can either email or you can text 334-440-6152. So at this time, if there's any questions for me this morning, I'll give you a little bit of time. Administrator will get those over to me so that we can, she'll alert me that we have a question, amen, or comment or something in the chat room. I'm sorry, via text or email. I'll say a chat room, amen. I'm talking in faith. Speak those things, Lord, they were, even though they're not. But we want to go into a word of prayer. Amen, and then we will come back and see if there's any questions or comments. Father, we thank you on this morning, Lord God, hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank and praise your name, Lord, because you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And Father, we know, hallelujah, that there is nothing too hard for you. We bless you and we magnify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the author and the finish of our faith. Lord God, as we come to exercise, oh God, our faith in you, Lord, this day and this hour, Lord, because you said faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we are exercising our faith this morning because we're Jesus, hallelujah. Because we are hearing the word of God being ministered to us, oh God, hallelujah. Through thine anointing, oh God, we ask that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord God, as we chat with this morning, hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah. With the youth this morning, oh God, I ask right now in the name, bye-bye. Hey, God, you divide, you conquer those dark areas in their lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those demonic spirits, oh God, that's trying, Lord God, to take them out. We come against them by the blood of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. We know that victory belongs to you because you have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Nothing is too hard for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us, Lord God. We know that the battle is yours, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, oh God, hey God, from the youngest to the oldest, from the oldest to the youngest, and everybody in between, oh God, we ask that you fortify, you strengthen, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that have lost their way, oh God, we come, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to pull them back in and snatch them out the fire, oh God, through your word this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I bless you and I magnify you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, because we know, oh God, that you are awesome, God, and we know the you care about every soul that you have created, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, from everlasting to everlasting. Lord God, we give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that we can glean from your word, oh God, and Lord God, be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, oh God, Lord, knowing how to move about with our shield and our sword, because, oh God, you are that, and all, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that could encompass our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We go forth this day, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, asking you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, do you impart your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding inside of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I bless you, hallelujah, Lord, because we move, we breathe, and we have our being all because of you, Lord. God, we bless you in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, honor, and praise in the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we just come, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, asking you to touch, oh God, touch, even the caregivers, oh God, of the youth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that are in, God, God, educational, oh God, to them, Lord God, being mentors, oh God, being teachers, Lord, being professors, whoever, oh God, Lord God, both naturally and spiritually, that is in their lives, oh God, that is helping them build them up in the most holy faith. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that they will grasp hold, oh God, to all that is being taught to them, Lord, that they will not hide lay aside, oh God, hallelujah, the word of God, but pick it up even the more, Lord, and have a hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, with the deepest power, Lord, that has been released with this side of us, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that we can go forth, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. And know, oh God, hallelujah, that you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, is fighting our battles, oh God. Hallelujah. No matter how big, how small, how in between, Lord. Lord God, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord. We thank you for the visionary, oh God. We thank you for administrator, oh God. You said it everything. Give thanks, oh God. Lord God, there is a reason for whatever, oh God, hallelujah, that has transpired this morning, oh God. But we count it all joy, oh God, because you are still, oh God, hallelujah. No matter what happens, oh God, you're still the author and finisher of our faith. And we magnify you for it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. You touch this vessel of clay, Lord God. Use this instrument, oh God, hallelujah, for your glory, Lord. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, that I can minister, oh God, to the saints, oh God, to the youth, oh God. And oh God, hallelujah, speak your expressive words that you desire to be spoken this morning. Lord, let me decrease, oh God, and you increase even the more. Let the enemy of God, hallelujah, let the enemy scatter as you arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for everyone that has celebrated a day of life up until this very point. We just want to magnify you, oh God. Remember those bereaved, oh God. Remember our soldiers in foreign field, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our nation, oh God. Yeah, God, hallelujah. And the leaders all over the world. God, they may not be doing what they should be doing. But God, I ask right now, hallelujah, that you continue to remember the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, oh God. For we know that they avail much, oh God. Lord, I thank you. I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, precious Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, administrator, did we have any text? Amen. It came in.
God bless you, man. We can't receive the phone system. Is jammed up this morning. So if you will, email at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. We can receive it that way. LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. And we don't have anything right now, Evangelist Whoops.
Okay. Amen. All right, people, God, you heard that. LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com is the way to retrieve any questions or comments that you have this morning. Well, we're going to get right on into the word then this morning. Amen. And I believe that God is going to speak this morning. Amen. We're going to start in Psalms 103, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. And then we're going to turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. That's enough right there, just a shadow. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I said, forget not all his benefits. And he got some benefits. Glory to God. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. And I'm keying in on this, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. All right? And then we're going to turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the star be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow down, shall bow themselves, no doubt. And the grinders cease, because they are few. That means teeth. And those that look out of the windows be darkened. That means eyes. And the doors shall be shut in the street. When the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the birds, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and all the almond trees shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because men goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. And verse 6, over the silver cord be loosed, and the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. So it's telling us to remember the Creator before all these things happen while we're young. And for a topic this morning, I want to really, really talk to the young people, not so much teach at you, but I really want to talk to you. Then why? What is taking you so long? What is taking you so long? Why not try God now? And the reason why I'm talking to you so thoroughly is I was talking earlier this week with my oldest son, and I said, son, you be 38 years old on the 28th of this month. And I said, all of the things that you've been doing, we've been telling you to get yourself together forever. Something has transpired now, and reality has hit him in the face. And I have a great niece that was having seizures after seizures after seizures, just came on. She's been running out, doing this, that, and the other, disrespecting her mother, dropping out of school. And each one of them know, hallelujah, about salvation. And I come to think, hallelujah, especially when one of the supervisors said that he lost his niece at 16 to the flu. I said, God, now that's just a common thing. It wasn't cancer, wasn't diabetes, wasn't something that's a big, horrible disease, leukemia, something like that, but it's just a common cold flu. 16, gone. I'm asking and talking to you this morning because sometimes young people, and I was there too, we feel it, and I regret. In all my days, I regret that I did not have a relationship with God at an early age. I regret that I wasted my life knowing that there was a God But yet and still, I wanted to just do things in the world, and it got me nowhere. The rewards, the benefits. He has benefits for us when we decide to give our lives to him. The benefits that he gives outweighs everything that one would want to get into in the world. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the enemy don't have nothing to offer, because that would be a lie. He has temporary happiness to offer. But why not try Jesus? Hallelujah. That you can get the benefits now on this side of heaven and then enjoy them later immensely when you get to heaven. And I've heard all the excuses, because I used to make them up. Well, folks is hypocriting in the church. Well, you come on and teach them how to do it right. They ain't right over there, this, that, and other. I don't know. Well, I say this. The Bible tells us to work on our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. And we don't have to look at somebody else's life and decide, well, that's not a good reason for us not to serve God. That should be a better reason to serve God, because God has been good to you and haven't cut you off in your folly. And especially they should be really trying to get it together, but they not cut off in their sin and their shenanigans. So we ask you, it said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. How do you bless God? How do you begin to just really consider the days of your youth, of the Creator in your youth? Well, I'm so glad you asked. There is so much that God has to offer you. He can use you in your talent, in your gifts. I believe it says, all men shall dream dreams. I might be getting that wrong. Let me get that scripture. Amen. But the youth, amen, you have so much because your eyes is not dim. Your teeth is still young. Your energy level is at a most high. And some of us that's older, that's been in this, I don't want to say religious world, but we've been in the kingdom. And some of us been working since we were youth in the kingdom. Some of us been working in the vineyard for 10, 20, 30, and 40 years. Some of us even more than 40 plus years. It's time for us to get out the way. And while we're getting out the way, we're training our youth, amen, to not come on the scene tomorrow, but come on the scene today. Be right beside us so that we can teach them, hallelujah, how to be ambassadors, how to be a servant of the Most High God, how to live a holy life and still have fun. Hey, come on. They don't have to live half-heartedly. I'm talking to those older heads now. We can help them along the way. Young people, everybody's not doing evil. Everybody's not doing mischief things. Everybody is not shucking and jiving, but they're living a holy life according to the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. Somebody meet Jesus all the way. And we are here to help you not to stumble and fall and trip over the word of God. but to take it, hallelujah, and go and be able to do the things that God has required so that you can reap the benefits. What's taking you so long? Why not try Jesus? Make him your choice and your only choice. Yeah, smooth is going to come along and try to talk to you. Smooth is going to come and try to talk to you. Give you venom and poison words to try to keep you in the state of a sinful life. But you got to tell Smooth, you got to get away from me. You got to rebuke him or her. It's trying to keep you in going down a pathway of destruction, especially when you have heard the word of God. It makes no sense hearing the word on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And you have heard it for yourself. You have seen somebody live the life before you. No matter how many hypocrites, no matter how many that sugarcoat the word, God is never going to leave himself without a witness. So, young people, you got to bless God, hallelujah, while you have a chance, while you have the opportunity to allow your soul to gleam, hallelujah, before anything happens in your life detrimental. You have to understand that, as verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The only way that you're going to find the benefits is start while you're young. Knowing, ask questions. Get involved. Not just come to the church, but get involved. You have to want this more than the air that you breathe. To remember the Creator in your youth and begin to just grab hold to this. Because he, as it said, verse number 3 says in Psalms 103, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. This is the reason why he wants you to remember him. These are some of the benefits that you're going to get when you start serving the Lord. And it says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Destruction is all around. The enemy don't want to see you as a youth. He doesn't want to see you strive, live and walk the straight and narrow way. He want to wipe you out in every aspect that he can. That's why he sends Smooth to your doorstep. Smooth to come and talk in your ear. Smooth to get you to do whatever you should not be doing and land in the devil's hell. Smooth will come and trick you up, and then you end up in the hospital with hepatitis and STDs. Smooth will come and have you in a gang. I'm sorry if somebody in the gang is listening. But then you trapped and you want to get out and you can't get out. Or if you get out, then you always looking over your shoulder trying to run for your life. Because you know too many secrets of the gang. Smooth will have you, oh God, pushing and peddling drugs. And then you endanger not only your life, but your family's life. And then they're trying to tell you that we're the only friends that you have. The devil is a defeated foe, and he surely is a liar. Smooth will have you doing illicit sex through acts that you should not be doing because you're not married to the partner that you partner with, and that's male and female only. Come on, somebody. Smooth will have you doing stuff it will cause you to be destroyed. But I just wanted to tell you, who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercy. This is a benefit because God loves you. As long as you have not blasphemed against the Holy Ghost, God is more just and faithful to forgive you from all unrighteousness and begin to build you up if you do it from your youth. Now, I know somebody smooth is telling you, you young, you got plenty of time. That young lady was 16. She didn't know that she wasn't going to live another day after her day of demise. My baby was only 2 months and 29 days. I had no clue that she was not going to live to see her 38th birthday, not even her first birthday. See, death have no age limit, young people. And it certainly don't care who it comes and retrieves before time. So while smooth is coming to distract you, consider your life. Consider the things that you do on the daily. Consider the things that you do on the hourly. Consider the things that you do on the moment. Because what is it to gain the whole world and you lose your soul? It will be all vanity. And then we go on. Verse 5 says, who satisfied thy mouth with good things? You can testify on the mountaintop. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you if you do it from your youth. Now, I'm sure some of us older species that's walking around on two legs, we can say, hallelujah, Lord, we doing good now, but I wish I had done this much earlier. Now, I know there's a time and a space for everything, but when we really, really examine our lives, we see that how much that we missed out on, it makes us have to run even harder close to the end of the race. Oh, come on, somebody. I know I'm talking good this morning. We have to run even the harder, amen, to stay in this race. Hallelujah. Because the end is drawing nigh. Those of you that 38, I would even say 40 and under, this is an opportunity that you look at some of the things that have been taught to you that is right. And you look at your life state now and you begin to say, self, why are you doing these? Why are you going around in the circle? Self, why are we not listening to what God has sent warning to us? Self, do we have to continue in this state and we're never going to get nowhere? Why don't we just try Jesus? Give him our all in all. Allow him to be really, truly the head of our lives. Self, do we want to live like this forever? And find ourselves in a place where the curtains will always be dark. Where there will be gnashing of teeth. And forever in an eternal flame, never to go out. Have a talk. What's taking you so long? Why haven't you tried Jesus? I mean, really, really have a relationship with him. Consider thy creator in thy youth. Because we want you to be like eagles. We want you to be strengthened. We want you to be more than a conqueror. We want you. Amen. Just like Uncle Sam have a little poster set. I want you. We want you. We want you here in the kingdom of God, living a righteous and holy life. Mothers, don't stop praying. Grannies, don't stop praying. Pawpaws, don't stop praying. Aunts and uncles and fathers, don't stop praying. Siblings, don't stop praying. They don't understand how much they really need the Heavenly Father in their lives. They need him, again, more than life, the breath that's in their body. Because at the end of the day, their soul has to give an account. Amen. So we need to understand this. And this is what the Lord wants from all the young people to understand and to remember him in the days of your youth. Come on over. Come on over here and stay till you die so that you can reap the benefits. What's the benefits? We just read them, some of them. You can reap the benefits because he will keep you from destruction if you allow him to. And don't listen to Smooth. Smooth come along, cut him, cut her off. And let them know, well, don't you try Jesus and find out that he makes the difference in your life. God bless you. Amen. I'm not certain, administrator, if you can give us a song or a commercial, but I'm going to turn it over to you.
God bless you, Manus Wilkes. We do apologize for the technical issues with the phone system and the internet this morning. However, please keep in mind that we've adopted the third Sunday and every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash up at @RFPIM. Also keep in mind that if you have not purchased your book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, you can do so by visiting the ministry website, or you can also go to Amazon.com as well. Please keep these dates in mind. February the 21st through the 23rd, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Miami, Florida. The location and the time will be announced on Sunday. Also keep in mind that Dr. Matthews is also headed to Hampton, Virginia to Restoration of Truth Ministries, where Apostle Maurice Simmons is the overseer. That's on February 14th through the 16th. They have singles conference, a relationships conference there as well. More information is forthcoming on that as well. For any information on any of these announcements, you can call us at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you.
Amen. All right, people of God, we're going to open up the floor for questions and comments this morning. Again, if you had a comment, amen. Administrator, let us know that you can only, at this time, email LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. If you desire not to be audible, you have to email because our text, our phone systems, everything is all jammed up, so we can't get to those. And if you have text or what have you, later on, we have to retrieve them at a later time. If you're on the conference line this morning, and you desire to ask a question, this is your opportunity. Make sure that when you star six your line, that you acknowledge yourself so that you can be able to come in and be heard audibly. So if there's any questions or comments on the conference line, please star six at this time. Anyone? All right. There's no questions or comments. Administrator, we appreciate you so very much trying to get us all in line this morning. I know it's been a challenge, amen, because you never know from day to day when you're going to face an opportunity. But we most certainly appreciate you with these challenges that you have to go through to get us live all over the air.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Amen. Good. All right, people got it there. Go ahead, Administrator.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I was finished.
Okay. So if there is no questions or comments this morning, amen. The audience is certainly have been quiet lately. Well, that's making me be rethinking, so I'm not going to think negative. Amen. I'm just going to keep it at a minimum, and I'm going to continue to do what God allows me because the enemy telling me to quit. I'm going to just tell y'all what it is. Administrator, he's talking loud. Smooth is trying to move in. Say, well, it's your time is up. You need to stop now. And I thank God, hallelujah, because I know that when challenges come like this, then there's somebody that's being helped. And too many people have been helped over this line. So I can't let Smooth talk because, you know, he can talk loud. And I'm just not going to listen. You have to do like the little child do, put their finger in the ear, go blah, 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 blah. Amen. So you can keep the noise out of your spirit. Amen. So I thank God for knowing how to have common sense. Amen. To know that there is somebody that's being helped, even though that they don't need to say anything. We appreciate, amen, the Rob Matthews Ministries, Dr. Matthews, amen, for giving us this platform to allow us. I certainly honor him this morning and all the leaders all over the world that is listening in. Youth leaders, you especially, because you have a challenge with those that are in your congregation or in your circles. And they need to hear the word of God. Those youth that is attending youth college, please be careful not to let Smooth professor, Smooth teacher, Smooth students, or anybody to lure you in to something that you don't believe that's right. Stay away from things that if you don't understand what they're doing, I'm going to tell you, search it out. Search it out and see what the root is. See what they are doing. Because some things that sound good, that don't mean that they're good. You have to look at what spirits are attached to these things that they want you to, the groups that they want you to join, so that you can make sure that your life is not going to be in danger because you have made a pledge to something that is attached to a demonic spirit. So we appreciate you so very much. But Father, we thank you on this morning as we have delivered the word of God to your people. We pray that they would take hold, oh God, to what has been said. Consider it, oh God. Chew on it, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. And as they chew on it, oh God, swallow it and let it get into their spirit. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that they would go back and continue to read the word of God. Oh, God, we give you praise, glory, and honor for all things. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we would not let Brother Smooth or Sister Smooth come and talk us out of a blessing, Lord, and talk us out of our benefits that we have with you. But we will continue to walk the straight and narrow way. We give you all glory and honor. Now, as we depart from this place, but not from your presence, we just say hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Heavenly Father, for being our Father this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. God bless you, Evangelist Wilkes.
Good morning. Come on.
I had to come on in. I was actually ministering with someone this morning and praying. But listen, woman of God, God had me to hear what you are saying. I thank God if I can just share this word with you. I came on the line with Dr. Matthew and everyone as an intercessor, if you can remember. It was about prayer. And I thank God how he strategically still have intercessors listening. We may be on mute or we may be doing other ministry, woman of God. But you have power in your mouth. And I thank you how you took authority over that thought of talking about is silent or leaving the line. Woman of God, God must have something awesome, even more in store for your life. First, the enemy tried to attack your voice. Then he comes in and attack other areas, but he cannot penetrate that. That's just like a fort that has a wall. They can fracture the wall, but the covering and the protection is so fortified inside it can't get in. I'm sure the power of you ministering to the youth, your ministry in your own church to the youth. And so why would he not try to attack that area? But in this season, if I may share this with you, God is telling me don't give him too much space on God's platform, but more of giving God's power. Life, you speak life. He comes with the lie about life. And so naturally the power and force and your military force, both in your local area of a national area of serving the country. Now, God is using you in such a prophetic manner to minister to the conscience of young people and people and seniors and all around the world, because you now have a double anointing of the strategy to know the enemy both physically and naturally how he operates as well as spiritually. And so I am one of those intercessors that intercede not only for the line, but for you and many others as well. It has nothing to do with being on the platform or being in a position. It is that the assignment in this season is against the enemy that has no power or authority. And I thank you that you took authority over that thought. Hashata boshidida mashata. And even though the word that you released out this morning, however or whatever happened, I wasn't able to hear all of it because I was actually ministering to someone that had a 911 this morning on the line, and so therefore I was alert. But woman of God, I want to ask you, will you see if you're in agreement to decree and declare the power that comes out of your life?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in agreement.
This day, woman of God, this day, at the words that God has given you, and especially the scripture, if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain and take authority over it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
There is no mountain that you are not able to move as a soldier from the army. You're able to even know the structure of a mountain, woman of God, to know every terrain and landscape around the mountain.
Thank you.
You
to see far as a soldier than the average person would be able to see. You even know the elements of the move of the soil that's around the mountain. Who is this enemy that you would allow or even tries to exert itself to take you and move you from the line? He is a lie. He can't move. Strategically, you have been selected as the moderator of the line, someone that can be trusted to be on post. So God must have something strategically and miraculous to happen during this season through you and many others on the line. And so actually, because he is attacking you, that means, woman of God, if I can, that means that you are advancing. Means that you have advanced into his territory, soldier. You have impacted some young person's mind. You have released a word that has shaken him up. Actually, even though you think he's coming after you, you have him on the run. I want to give you this word. I want to give you this word. Listen, God's word is more powerful than anything in the universe.
Yeah.
That's the word that you do. You have heard. He's angry with you. Because you have the word. You know the word. You rightly divide the word of truth. You know you don't have an AR-15, but you have an AR-15. You have the anointing of revelation. And because of that, woman of God, and you strategically make sure that it's loaded and cocked and ready to go before you release it in the air. He now sees you. There she comes. There she comes, the evangelist. There she comes. There she comes. And now she's shaking minds. She's changing hearts. She's touching lives. So I gotta take her out with a thought. I'm gonna shut down, make her attack herself. So, woman of God, God says you advance on. You do what you do. You hear from God. And continue to give him glory. With the story, with the service, and with the word. This year and many others, what you're doing, crossing over to a decade. And I hear the word of the Lord say, it's an echo, it's an echo, it's an echo, it's an echo, it's an echo. And when you release a word, it's an echo, it's an echo, it's an echo. When you tell your testimony of how you've overcame, it's an echo. It's an echo. You're echoing through the universe, through 52 states around the world, saying God still is triumph. Hallelujah. That word. He knew Jesus was coming with that word. And he committed genocide, did he not, woman of God?
Oh, yeah.
That woman committed genocide because he was at the word. He was at the word that was going to grow and manifest. You're speaking to young people that are growing, and the word is manifesting in them. I know you remember words that elders spoken to your life when you were young or at some time in your life. Those words, hallelujah, are life, woman of God.
Jesus.
So may you be revived this morning. Hallelujah. I see you in uniform. I see you in uniform. That's that mountain woman of God. And you may not know it, but you have a garment that's a camouflage. He can't see you, so he sends a thought. He tries to give you a thought. Hallelujah. I thank you as you move forward in the Lord. And as I close out from sharing, I love that song that I don't know who selected it from the Winans. In my ministry this morning, I was listening to the Winans, the late Winans' mother sing one of those songs that she was singing in my time of fasting this season. And one of the last songs that Mother Winan was singing was, I Won't Complain. God's been good to me. I think she was at an event where Vicky had asked her to sing. And I was in my ministry time, through my watch time, it was through music and sound this morning. And God strategically had me to be awakened to call in. I got an emergency call, so I could not listen and had to take care of that call through prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So, soldier, are you at attention this morning?
And it's all looking good. Amen.
Hallelujah. And every time you laugh, woman of God, let me tell you, you're slapping him in the face. I thought about shaking it up. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Every time you laugh, it's a slap. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm. Because he can't take your joy.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. From the prophet. Amen. And you know, I want to say this, amen, to you, prophet. It's like you were, I was talking to my international president last night for Christian education. And she was telling me how important that it is for the things that I do for the Christian Education Department and our organization, the position that I hold. And she respects the things that how I strategically look and make decisions. And I have come to this point in my life now that every time that I have a chance to minister, even on my job with the union, or with on my work, my work relations, that it's not so much about me thinking about am I gonna get in trouble, but it's about souls. I come when I hear stuff that's all negative and different things like that. I'm blocking that information out because those things, I can't allow that to really get in my spirit. It's so important now, the kingdom, me working in the kingdom. This is where I'm at. It's so important that while I'm working in the kingdom, that I gotta stay focused to the target. That target is to gather souls and get them to their mind in a reset mode. You know how sometimes when the manufacturer, they put this little reset button on something, so when it don't act right, even our phones, we can press reset, and it'll put it back to the original. I feel that I'm like a reset person, that even as I go this journey, I know that I'm not going to be all popular. I know that I'm not going to get all the accolades, and I'm not looking for that. That is not even I'm not even looking for it anymore. But I get scared if too many come. Because I'm just like, okay, too many is, the enemy, no. Because I'm not trying to get big-headed. I'm not trying to get puffed up.
I just want to make sure that what I am doing is effective. If somebody, I haven't said this in a long time, but I'm going to say it today. I'm not going to heaven by myself, but I deem, hallelujah, with everything that's within me, to take somebody with me. That's why on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, I'm on Facebook ministering in Sunday school, because some churches have took Sunday school out. Some of them ain't got time for it, and people love Sunday school. And I'm learning so much, even myself, as we journey through. What is the purpose? I'm not just reading chapters, but what is the purpose behind this book? Why we need to know why this book was established inside of the 66 books. We got so many people that's prophesied cars, houses, and land, and all this other stuff. But the soul is eternal. The soul is eternal. And the people cannot benefit, hallelujah, without the word of God. That's got to be 4 months. Not watered down, not sugar-coated. And I might not have millions and thousands of followers. That don't concern me neither. But somebody going to get the hold to the word, and they going to be able, hallelujah, to know God for themselves. That's where I'm at right now. That's where my focus is at. And sure, you're right. You've been trying to take me out with something. Now, and I'm going to tell on him. Because, you see, you got to tell the truth and shame the devil. Now he's trying to mess with my eye. Oh, Jesus. Oh, but I come, hallelujah, by the mighty blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Ah, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Even
Listen, woman of God, when you're talking about your eye, 2020 is greater than just vision.
Yes.
Okay. Woman of God, that's the biosphere is what you're in your body, as you know. And so therefore the pain of whatever coming from your eye, that's in the same thing he's trying to inject or trying to reflect to you about your vision. But the word of God that's in your mouth has authority over any physical ailment that it is. And because God has put you in a season to or time to study the word of God, as in 2 Timothy, a workman needeth not be ashamed by rightly dividing the word of truth. God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword. You have a sword that's invading the enemy's camp. So naturally, he would have you to try to focus on your physical vision. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word.
Yeah.
If we never see, God had one of the greatest people on in this earth realm that could not see, that was what? A celebrity, and Ray Charles and many others that could not see but hear. And if you remember, they tried to take out Samson's eyes, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am.
But see, God says that you are not in a Samson place. While you're dealing with the Philistines, you're not going to go down with the Philistines. In other words, Samson had to physically commit suicide in some way by taking the God gave him the grace to take the Philistines out, but he had to take himself out with it. And this is not a time for you to take yourself out, but for you to deal with the Philistine thinking in this season.
Ooh.
So I thank you for going forward.
I thank God for this line that you have a visionary who weaker people can dial in. You do things in decency and order. But any of us who are alumni or whatever you want to call us that served before on the line, many of us still around the world listen in. We may not dialogue as much, but we are there. Our God will strategically awaken us. Whatever the watch time was, in this time, you are very important to God. Because in intercessory, I have been up practically all night through the night realm to the watch time this morning, because you're being obedient to what's going on. So something is happening in the Midwest. Something is happening in Chicago. Your visionary may be getting ready to travel or do different things. And as a result, the enemy comes in your rest hour, in the time you're resting, and tries to drop a contaminated word, an artificial word, a lie. It's an illusionary word. And so God, if he can use a donkey, he will use me at this time to prophesy and minister to you. And after all is done, it was my duty to do. Because he awakened me, it was my duty.
Thank you, Jesus.
And my love for you and God's people all around the world. And one of my mottos was, I don't like him, and he don't like me.
He sure don't like me. And I know it. Hallelujah. Glory.
God, you know what God has given you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You know the plan. You write the vision, and you made it plain. You share it with your vision, and you go forward with your series this year. In the next year, because what a foundation that you're moving forward is not only for a decade, it's for 20 years from now, it's for 30 years from now. Because some of the listeners on the line could be 17 or 18. In 20 years, they'll be 37. They'll be multiplied into a family. You then are fulfilling the mandate of God that says be fruitful and multiply. You're bringing fruit in the word, and you're bringing a message that's going to multiply a single person that's going to be married in the next 25 or 30 years with another family. Generation impact, woman of God. We're in the season of generations. He's a man about that word, not you got the W and the W. Here's that double anointing again. It's Wilkes with the word.
Glory to God.
That word is precious that you got, that God is downloading. Hallelujah. And God says you carry the message, and he'll get you equipped and empowered to move forward. And your word is powerful enough to take authority over every element and every dimension within this earth realm and within this universe. God showed me how the word was like an echo. It was like a sound going through everywhere. Boom, 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 boom. That's how it was going.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That's how powerful his word is. I'm glad that I had a chance to share with you during my time of concentration and things of hearing from the Lord.
The one thing is
the word. Now, I'm going to leave this with you, woman of God. You listen, the word that you have and the word that God has given people is so powerful. Watch this now. It's so powerful. That word can speak to a fig tree, and this fig tree hears what the word says. The word God speaks to a fig tree. It speaks to the plant kingdom, and the plant kingdom obeys, woman of God. That's how powerful that word is in you. The word. Walking. Jesus. With our fig tree. And he wanted to see the fruit. The fig tree was listening to Jesus. The plant kingdom was listening to Jesus. Jesus says, when I'm in the presence and in the midst, I am supposed to see fruit. You didn't recognize I was in the presence. I'm your creator. So now you wither and produce no more. The Holy of Holies was before you. And you missed that opportunity. Did he not? The fig tree missed the opportunity. For some reason, that plant kingdom wasn't aware that its creator was approaching it. Woman of God, your heart is precious. You love so much that the enemy hates it, but you still love. You go on with that song. You move forward. A soldier and a servant of the kingdom of God. Remember what I said. That fig tree heard the word of God. That's how powerful God's word is. May God bless you. And may God bless the men and women of God. And everyone that's on this line. As we move forward. And I told you I love that song. We'll wage more. And when I heard it the first time, I said, that's Evangelist Wilkes. That's her God. Keep her. God bless you.
I bless you as well, Dr. Davis. We appreciate all the guidance that I've received, everything that the Lord has allowed you to release this morning. Amen. On the line. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? But make sure that we don't slight anyone. Amen. The desire to leave a comment or have a question this morning. Amen. In Star 6 your line. Amen. We were having technical difficulties with on the blog side and through everything, but God is never He's never outdone. So regardless of what it's attacked, God is still gonna come out on top. Amen. Glory to God. It's your opportunity. So don't delay. Hallelujah. Don't delay. We appreciate you so very much, people of God. Hallelujah. Listening in, coming. For those of you that came in, make sure that you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Levine Matthews, and you can download today's teaching on this morning and listen to it in its entirety. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Carlina A. Wilkes, amen, and you can see the broadcast there, and then you'll be able to hit replay on that and be able to hear the word come forth on there. I am just grateful again. I'm grateful that God has chosen me to be a vessel. I was talking to my oldest daughter, and I know that I've been ministering to my children lately a lot.
about their walk with God. And some of them I've said, seeing the fruit of my labor, amen, on a ministry, and I was seeing the, those seeds starting to come forth, amen. So my daughter said, I don't want to be no Jonah. Excuse me. And I told her, I said, well, and started talking to the Lord. I said, Jonah, I said, most of the time it's those that are running from the assignment that God has given them, those are the ones that really are called. Because they're running away from us. I said, I didn't choose to be a preacher. I didn't want to be a preacher. All I wanted to do is usher on the door. Amen. That's truly was my desire. It's like a crazy desire for somebody only want to be a minister. She said, well, I want to be just a common church folk just to come to church. I said, you are going to be common. You're going to be common to come, and amen, and God is going to still use you. Hallelujah. Because she's been gifted and talented. I'm just saying that I know what I saw in her. I heard Mother Sydney yesterday saying that the parents should embrace the gifts that they see in the child and work with them. And so I've seen, and when Mother said that yesterday, I was going to comment, Mother, but I didn't. I said, oh, she is so right about that. Because she, at the age of 3, she received the Holy Ghost. Then she started, I mean, prophetically, she was seeing in the spirit realm at the age of 3. And then she started having the dreams and different things like that. I wasn't versed in the prophetic to know how to cultivate that, but I knew what I saw in her. And I just told her, I said, okay, all right. She said, but my, I said, okay, you better talk that over with God. Because you telling him what you don't want to do, this is his stuff. This is his plan. This is his walk for you. You got to talk to him about that. So I'm thinking, my youngest daughter, my oldest son, they destined. And so every chance I get, I minister to them, and I've been really ministering to them. So I just don't minister to the young people on this line. I minister to my family as well, all these, my cousins and great cousins and great nieces and so forth and so on. All of them that come in my pathway, they're going to get a word, a word from God. Amen. I'm a minister to them to let them know, okay, but you got to give it to the talent of God one day about what you do in your life. You might as well choose him while you're young, because when you get old, hallelujah, you're going to wish you hadn't done it while you was younger. So I'm going to stop jaw-jacking, as the old people say. Oh, God, where did that come from? And I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you so very much. My sister that's in the background, thank you for the text. Amen. Hallelujah. That was a powerful word that you released. Amen, in the text, and I appreciate it so very much. And all I can say is, wow.
My sister.
Come on.
My sister. Good to hear, Prophetess Davis. God bless you, woman of God. All my brothers and sisters on the line, I was listening to blessings to you on this year. And as soldiers, we are trained. We were trained in Uncle Sam's army to view, to see in the darkness.
Yes, we were.
Say that much. We were trained, and that's where he dwells, he told Jacob. I dwell in the thick darkness. And I want to commend the God in you, God, to continue to talk to the young people. I can say that as well. I didn't save in my youth as young as I was. I was in my 20s, but I was still staggering and sidetracking when I really heard the voice of God speak to me and call me. Every 2 years, I would have a total car accident. Every 2 years, total my car, and I would come out of it without a scratch. One Sunday afternoon, I was sitting at the table
My husband and I were not married. And my dad said to me, girl, the devil is trying to kill you. He's trying to kill you. He said, you need to listen to what the Lord is saying to you before it's your last time. And that I gave God my life. I won't regret it. And I thank God for the word that was spoken. It wasn't just to the young people, my sister. It was to us. I was 50 years old. I'm not as young as I used to be. And believe me, I can feel it. But God is great. And as a warrior, been wounded with this natural army. I've been wounded, but I'm still stretching. Still going forward. Still, because the word says he beautifies the meek with salvation. So as a warrior, we've been trained. We've been trained to do things, and we can strategize those things and put them in the spirit realm. Allow the Father to show us how to manifest those things spiritually. What the prophet has said was correct. Every word. Every word. So we can't get battle fatigue in this season. We got to keep pressing. He dwells in the thick darkness. So what the word says, he's the author and finisher. We're looking unto him as being the author and finisher of our faith. We don't walk with these. We don't look with these spiritual eyes. But with the natural eyes, but we look with the spirit, look in the spirit realm. See what he's doing. The sniper that God has allowed to be those snipers. Don't just go past marksmanship and sharpshooter. You're looking for the aim, the silhouette to hit it, to make sure that it is sniped, it is out. And so I thank God because he said, in that day, the burden shall be taken off of our neck and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Destroy it. Destroy every yoke of the enemy in our lives and in those to even to come. Generations to come. We're not generation of vipers. We're a generation that's looking as laborers, co-laborers with him. So God bless you this morning. Woman of God, God bless you, all my brothers and sisters on the line. I speak deliverance and I speak healing and I speak light to my brothers and sisters this morning. God bless you. Love you, my sister.
Love you too, as well. Anyone else? Glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you coming again to the prophetic conference line. We ask that you remember God's people everywhere. You have an opportunity to see youth survive. Please take that time to talk to them. Not yell, scream. Take a little time to talk to them so that they can advance in the kingdom of God. We ask that you go in the grace and strength of the Lord, and we say shalom in your court. God bless you, administrator.
Conference recording has stopped.